418 Mobile.
Force DEF Mobile.
Good morning, KM418.
This morning.
No goat, I can't complain.
Where are you going?
So good, I'm about to finish it up within the next, I'd say 30 minutes.
Not getting rained out, are you?
Haven't seen any rain since about, I'd say about 1:30.
Now pretty good here in Spartanburg, on my way down I-26.
From what I understand from the weather, it's supposed to be moving out of here. We're supposed to have partly cloudy day today.
Not at all then. Hopefully it'll clear out a little bit for a couple days at least.
Seeing so much rain, my toes are starting to web up.
Hopefully we get a little bit of snow, just like play with the kids and then be done with it, but we didn't get a whole lot of nothing, so still need one, but other than that, all this rain can go on.
You can have the snow. I grew up working in it, worked in it as a police officer, and out here working in it, I've had my fun.
I still want to get out with the kids and play in it. I didn't get to do it last year. I was at work. It all melted before I got home. So maybe this year. But once it's done and over with, I'm ready.
Some warm weather so I can get rid of some of these clothes.
And that. So your thermals on and everything else. And your jackets, your toboggans. It's a fun time of year. I can't remember to save my life.
KM4AD for ID. I'm Ed. The guy I was telling you about, his name is Jim Ferguson, and he hangs out on 7.188.
4CF for ID. So 7188. Or 7118.
7188.
I'll have to check that out then.
His YouTube channel. You can type his name in and it'll pull him up. What he'll do is he'll work with stations and then he records it and then he posts it on YouTube so you can hear how you sound.
Interesting to hear that. I still have yet to talk on my radio. I do plenty of JS-8 or FC-8, but I have yet to talk on it.
Get there, and next thing you know, you'll be just a jabbering away.
Over here, you never hear anybody on like 80 meters calling CQ. You hear a good bit on 20. I did work, I'm wrong. I did finally work parts on the air, so I started trying to do that. Because I think you had recommended that to me. So I tried that. So usually when I get time, I'll check parts on the air, see if I can hear some of those guys. And I think I did it on 80 meters was the guys was calling. But I just kind of scan the bands and see what I can find. But like 80 meters, I rarely hear anybody in the evening calling CQ. That don't seem like that's a thing.
Doing is leaving the frequencies open for the net. There's a lot of net to start around 5-6 o'clock and go to like 9, 10, some 11. I have talked on some net 1 in the morning.
See, I have checked in as a single sideband net one time for the South Carolina single sideband net. But I think that was about it. That's not one I really checked into. Some of the other ones that are kind of through the worked all states, where they kind of connect people. I listen to those, but I hadn't tried that out yet.
One net that comes on at night. You throw your call sign out when it's your turn. And if somebody needs, say, like, your grid or state or whatever, they'll come back and talk to you. You may get somebody from North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado. You may get somebody from the Bahamas. You just don't know who you'll get.
Chris, and I've listened to those. Like, there's one, I think it's the Ole Miss net, and then there's another one right after that where they kind of do that. Like, I can't remember the frequencies, but I've listened to them a couple times. I haven't tried to jump in on any of those yet.
When is when they do the contest. You get anybody and everybody.
The HF contest calendar on the weekends, just to see if there's anything going on. The only ones I hate is when they're doing like Reedy or something, man, they'll just cover the digital band, slam up, and you can't hardly do anything else but that.
The old timers, I reckon, I'm just not into that digital stuff.
Bad for me. My wife's watching Hallmark. I ain't got to worry about bothering her. I can just type it on the computer. Chatting with a guy, Alabama, I think he was in last night, using JSA call. Wasn't too bad. The only downside is, you know, a lengthy sentence will take you 2 minutes or so to send it. it's a slow thing. It's not a quick process like just talking.
My age, I ain't got time to wait, so I just go ahead and talk.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I need to get into the habit of it. I work a little more. I'm going to do some more parts on the air, and then maybe one day I'll actually call CQ on 20 or 40 or something, or try out a net or something.
Get in there with me and Ken on a weekend when they got a good contest going on. Us three will have a race and see who gets the most.
That sounds good to me, KN4TFW.
Good morning, guys. When we're doing that and you hear the operator call out your partner's call sign.
About it is, I sold him the radio and he winds up beating me.
That radio?
Nothing.
Winterfield Day coming up soon, right?
Don't know. Do you know, Ken?
No, I don't know. I let my subscription to the ARRL expire when this COVID started and everything, and so I'm not in the news loop anymore.
Details on it now, but it's something. I mean, they really want you to kind of operate portable or away from your home a little bit. You know, just, I guess, get the practice on, you know, being portable. But I do think they have a home category. But I was reading a little bit about it. I thought, well, that'd be kind of interesting.
It's on the contest that they want a ton of information. You know what I mean? If they want your grid square or something like that, or any call sign, that's one thing, or a signal report and that. But then some of them want to know, you know, this and this and that, and the year you were born, and the year you started radio, and it's like, man, that's just too much hassle.
We're speaking fairly highly of it. Like, I don't remember if I was on QRZ.com or something, but they were saying it was more relaxed contest. I don't know what that means because I haven't partaken in a contest, but a lot of people were looking forward to the winter field day. Might have already missed it. I don't really know. I don't remember, but I knew it was coming or had already come up or something, but it's supposed to be soon.
Google, like, This Week in Radio Sports or something like that, and it would tell you all the contests that were happening.
I can't remember the name of it. I used to Google, like, contest calendar, HF contest calendar, and it'll show the UTC times of everything over the next 8 days, I think it is.
Contest. I've, you know, talked on a contest and, you know, helped people get contacts and everything, but, you know, when they're going for how many contacts have you made and everything, and the guy you're talking to, you're his number 2500, yeah, you don't stand a chance.
Pretty pretty rough because they gotta make you take breaks a lot of times. I don't understand that. Like, you can work 24 hours, but you gotta take a 6-hour break and 2 30-minute breaks. I'm like, holy crap.
Up against 10, you're going 10 full KM4 and AP Friday.
With the radio, Ed told me was, you know, practicing trying to pull out a station, two stations that were right next to each other, and see if I could make contact on both of them by, you know, adjusting the radio and tweaking it so that I could hear one without the other. So that's how I was practicing.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good practice. I don't know if I haven't quite mastered that yet.
The radio that Ed sold me, and it wouldn't have been the radio that I probably would have picked if I'd have bought one, but I'm really glad that this is my first radio because it really helps you learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's still a lot of stuff I don't even know about my radio. I mean, I can hit buttons and flip stuff, and I think I know what it does, but it doesn't always work the way I think it is, but I don't know. Yeah.
First split here probably about 6 months ago.
No, you'd have your hands full.
Exactly, the split. What do you mean?
Usually it's an operator in another country, and he's not allowed to be on your frequency, and you're not allowed to be on his. But so he broadcasts on his and listens on yours, and then you broadcast on yours and listen on his. So you're talking on one frequency and listening on another.
I know what you're saying. I've heard of that. I've never heard anybody doing that yet. I haven't run across that yet.
I heard it was in the UK, the guy I talked to.
The DX Commander, he gets on every once in a while, but I've never heard him on the radio. I have heard I can't remember the guy's name. He's out in California. Older gentleman that does some YouTube videos. I think his name's Jim something or another. I've heard him on the radio once or twice now.
Yeah, Whiskey 6, Lima Golf, KN4GFW, Friday.
Heard him on 20 meters.
Started is to do the parks on the air, just try to catch some of those operators and talk to them, and that'll get you really used to it. It'll really, really help. And my first contact was the DX in Canada.
I'm pretty sure Ed was telling me that try the parks on the air, and I did that. I've done that so far. So usually when I get on the weekends, I usually check parks on the air and see if I can hear some of those guys. Anywhere between 20 meters is okay. 40 meters for me, it's a lot of QRM. And then every once in a while I get some on 80 meters, and I made one contact so far on 80 meters doing parks on the air.
That's the only band I haven't made a contact on. I want to say it's 12 is the only one I haven't made a contact on.
It's been rough. I need to do it. But all right, gentlemen, I got to get out of here. I got to head on into work. 7-3s to both of you. Hopefully you have a great day, and hopefully we'll catch you on tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
Editor 7-3s to you.
Have a good one. We'll catch you in the morning. KN4GFW. This morning.
Not too bad. Still a little bit of fluid where it ain't supposed to be, but other than that, I feel fine.
I'll finish with the route. Sounds like it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here in the driveway. I'm going to talk to you in the work.
Well, certainly makes the drive a lot more enjoyable.
To catch up on the gossip.
Yeah, I texted Mike, you know, yesterday just to figure out what the deal was after you said he was, you know, sick and that. But he's waiting on his test to come back. But so far, they're both mild cases, so that's a good thing.
I'm still here. I'm just trying to get the cat out of the way so I won't run over it. But I tell you, this virus deal is something else. I'm just glad they got the mild version of it.
Yeah, see, I was talking to Susan, you know, that this morning they're real shorthanded and everybody's working doubles, and the one girl's like, oh, I think I got it. And so she laid out and then took 2 days to go get a test and then 3 or 4 days to get the results back, and then it's negative, and now you got your week off and everybody else paid for it.
Rather them be safe than sorry, you know. I'd rather them do it that way and find out it's negative than them not think anything of it and they be positive.
I don't think they were even feeling bad.
But it's their income. If they won't go a week without a paycheck, then, you know, that's up to them.
Anybody else have to pull double shifts?
I tell you, they just some people that ain't got the work ethic like me and you got.
HF Radio, get in practice again. It's been, man, I bet it's been 6 weeks since I've been on.
Maybe Friday. Yeah, it has been a while.
Stuff going on, or just didn't feel like it, you know what I mean? But I need to get back in. It's about time to start doing it, because I have to look at my records and that. It was probably along about February or March when I made all them overseas contacts.
Time of year to get your stuff. Scotland, Ireland, England, France, Germany, Spain. Germany and Spain just about regular in the afternoons. Be talking, but I do listen. I sit there and listen most of the... Well, if I'm up, the radio's on, I'm listening.
And like I said, I like to, you know, see if I can pull in and, you know, play with all of the knobs and the buttons and everything and see if I can't make it, you know, get a signal where I can make a contact.
For the fun of it, see if you can pull that one in. I have been able to pull them in and just barely hear them. It wouldn't even be moving the meter, but I could barely hear them, be able to work them.
You know, reports of like a 3-3.
Lowest one I've ever got. I know I got one guy I've talked to several times up in Tennessee. We must have a pipeline because we're 20 plus on each other every time. He's running power and I'm running barefoot.
The guy one time, I don't remember where he was, but it was like me and you standing right here talking, and, you know, I'd have swore the meter would have said 5-9, and that, but it never was even moving.
Cross that more times than one.
Look, on all this social media, it might be all that we have left to communicate.
I think I'm just about, all of them need to be shut down for a while. And let them get smacked with a few good lawsuits.
That one.
Traffic in front of the house this morning. I wonder what I missed.
And there's so much BS on the TV, you can't get the real news.
Tell you what they want you to know. They ain't not telling all the facts. They like to fix it where... hopefully you'll stay tuned and listen to them.
Keep it stirred up.
They've always liked to keep stuff stirred up. Unfortunately, it's just gotten worse. Something agrees, it don't feel too bad out here. I'm sitting here with the door open, my foot propped up in the door, and I'm comfortable.
37 over here, I know it was going for about 54 today. Supposed to be a nice day. The rain finally moved out.
Move on out, because I got to make a dump run.
Most rain next 5 or 6 days.
See how they can say we're in a drought anymore, because every time you turn around here lately, it's been raining. in about 8 more weeks you'll be out there in that kayak fishing.
That'll be good. Yeah, I need to definitely do that. I told Susan I was going to try to do a little bit of fishing, more fishing this year. I don't know if I did any fishing last year or not.
What I do is when I go to the refrigerator and bend over and look in there and try and fish something out to eat.
We need to get up there to Mike's and see if we can't find a hog.
Need to do that. We need to help keep them under control.
And over there at his house and running off his deer.
Time I talked to him, he had said that the hogs had moved in and it seemed like the deer done left. We don't have them around here.
We're calling them. They'll be around there eventually, right?
Generally, you're correct on that one.
They shoot them, but then they'll complain about hitting them with the car.
I mean, you know, you hit a hog with a car, it does a lot of damage, but one that'll really tear one up, believe it or not, is a turkey.
A few of those. They're slow to get up and they fly kind of low.
One almost take out the windshield of my patrol car one time. If I had hit that big old Tom, he'd been sitting in my lap.
That with a buzzard in when I was living in Mississippi, you know, the trees were right out to the line on the side of the road, and he was sitting at a branch about windshield high. I mean, it was so close, I actually ducked.
They're better known as the Arizona turkey.
On the cleanup crew.
Oh, I had a bunch of them roosting in a tree in behind the house, but they haven't done that in that, I guess, 3 years. That raccoon, I hate he got killed. I got to go find me another one.
Over.
Let me pay for ID. That's the way it appears. He got ran over and I guess once neighborhood dog sort of drug it over here in the yard.
At KN4TFW.
Go now. He wasn't afraid of you.
Went on my camera the other day. Of course, it's not a video, you know what I mean? It's just pictures. But you can see he's on my little corn feeder. And you can tell the way he's acting. There's something else right there beside him, close. And that, because he keeps trying to run it off. I don't know if it's another raccoon or the possum. There was something there he wasn't let get on that feeder.
Raccoon, because the old possum's too lazy to try and get on a feeder. At least I ain't never seen one on one.
He'll come eat out of that corn feeder. Now the coyote, he'll walk by and he'll get him a couple of bites.
I didn't know it, but they love watermelon.
One, I know they eat something with some big old seeds in it because I always find scat with seeds all in it.
Brother had a big water patch, the watermelon patch, and he kept finding them rolled away from the patch over into the edge of the woods. Well, he couldn't figure out what it was. They would eat about half of them. And some of them might just take a bite or two out of. And he talked with somebody. I think he was an animal biologist or something. And he said a coyote will roll them away from the patch so he can eat it in peace. He said they love them.
I heard that, but now that I think about it, I mean, I have thrown watermelon rinds over there and then they turn up missing.
Deer around here, I'll throw watermelon rinds out, and deer will come and get them and eat them. Remember growing up on the farm, throwing watermelon rinds over to them old beef cattle and stuff, and they stand there and chew on them things and slobber and fight over them and everything else.
They love them. We used to do that. We had a little old calf that we grew up, and he loved them.
parcel of watermelon myself.
In a while, it ain't too bad.
Watermelon every day. Is Mama gonna go to work today and not hack cut any lights on yet?
I'm changed in that. I saw where all the Clemson students were back and they were out partying at the bars, and Clemson mayor got pretty upset about it.
Bad part about it is the old Clemson mayor, the one that just went out of office, owns one of those bars, and that's where 90% of the students go.
They want these kids to go back to, in-person learning and everything, but then the South Carolina government people, they didn't want, 200 people being in the building at the same time. They were worried, and it just doesn't make any sense. Two standards.
I've always noticed there's double standards on just about everything, especially when you deal with government. You see me yet?
I got it 10 days ago.
Me, I ain't got mine yet. Have no idea. Now, my three boys have gotten there, and their wives have got there, but we haven't got ours yet, but as soon as it comes in, I'm just going to turn around and pay a bill off with it.
That's what we did.
The doctors ain't cheap. Talk to you 5 minutes, listen to your heart, and walk out, and they'll say, oh, that'll be $325. The oldest boy of mine brings his barrel grill over and fires it up. I'll have to take a quick video of it and send it to you.
Mr. Tore up, I got to see about getting me another one and then seeing what I want to do. And I guess I could use, I got one of those that has a smoker box on the side. I could probably use it, I guess.
Made out of a 33-gallon drum. Basically, from what I understand from him, you get your fire going and put the meat in there, and then you put the lid on it, and you don't have to make no adjustments or nothing. They supposedly say that the atmospheric conditions of your altitude is what will control everything, so you don't have to worry about it. Thing work. One out, I forgot to get me a new grill, and one I want to get is out of stock right now, so I guess I'll just sit back and sit on the money until they decide to ship some.
Ones, but dang, the pellets are so darn expensive. You can't hardly afford to run it long.
Pellets will last 12 hours, and then that's basically $20 out the window.
I was thinking, it's like, man, that I might as well just go buy some jerky.
Get the grill I want. I'll fix us up some good ribs, because it's got a up vertical smoke chamber that you smoke your ribs and all and stuff in, and it's got the left side of the regular little grill. So I guess if you get hungry while you're working on the ribs, you can grill your burger.
Well, I'm rolling down the road here to the gate, and that, so I'll say I certainly appreciate you talking me in. And then I'll say 73, hope you have an awesome day and get you some rest, and look forward to hopefully catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Well, glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. Be safe on the way home. And if I hear any update on Mike and Shelly, I'll text you and let you know. So hopefully I'll see you in the morning. 73, KM4 and AP Cliff.